This is IGN.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Out of contention. This is your IGN review of Madden NFL 24 by Will Borger. Madden NFL 24 reminds me of the Marvin Lewis coach Bengals. Lewis led Cincinnati's football team to the most wins of any coach in the history of the franchise, and they made the playoffs 7 times during his tenure, including a stretch where they made the playoffs for 5 straight years. They never won any of those playoff games, though. Not one. Some of the losses were close, some were heartbreakers the Bengals gave away. Lewis's teams were almost always good, or at least decent, but they were never good enough, and after a while it became clear that they never would be. 3 years after his departure, the Bengals would play in the Super Bowl, led by a new head coach in Zach Taylor and the recently drafted Joe Burrow. It's amazing how quickly things can change in the NFL when organizations decide to try something new. Like Lewis's Bengals, Madden NFL 24 is good, or at least decent, but never quite good enough to make it feel like a winning year for this series. After something of a soft reboot last year, Madden NFL 24 is focused mostly on refinement, while attempting to address several sore spots among fans in what has been widely referred to as a make-or-break year. And while several notable improvements have been made, it still feels like what the series has been known for in recent years, a great on-field experience desperately searching for a way to make everything else work. Unfortunately, while we can see flashes of greatness and the play is usually passable, it's hard to shake the feeling that things won't get meaningfully better until somebody at EA gives EA Tiburon the time and money to make some serious, meaningful changes. Let's start with the good. One of the biggest improvements is to Field Sense, where the existing Hit Everything system has been combined with new animations that take player size and strength into account. EA Tiburon claims it has added or adjusted more than 1,700 tackle animations, and I believe it, because the new animations look fantastic. There are new contested catch animations, wrap-up tackles, and my personal favorite, scoops, where large defensive players will pick up offensive players by the legs before slamming them back down into the field. This year also brings improvements to the skill-based passing system, adding new animations that better represent the scenarios players are in when catching passes. EA has made notable improvements to the AI as well, with the biggest probably being to AI blocking. Part of this is because of the expansion of the Field Sense animation system, which is being applied to blockers for the first time. Now blockers are differentiated from one another and will make better decisions when blocking. It's just one of the many revamps to Madden's AI across the board. Another place you're likely to notice it is against the AI quarterbacks, who will use more audibles and hot routes and play more like their real-life counterparts. But it's not just quarterbacks. Run defenders will recognize if you call the same play several times and hit their gaps more quickly. Secondaries will play short crosses and slants more aggressively and responsively. And running backs are better at finding holes, using cutback lanes and navigating space. Off the field is where things start to fall apart. The first place you'll notice this is in the menus, which are some of the laggiest I've ever seen in a video game. It's not a problem everywhere, the main menu tends to work pretty well, but get into Ultimate Team or Superstar, and things take absolutely forever to load. Even exiting a mode and choosing another one can take several seconds, which seems like way too long for this kind of thing. Madden NFL 24's menus also have an input lag problem. Sometimes it takes several seconds for your selections to register, if they do at all. This means selecting the option you want multiple times, and in several cases, selecting something you don't want by accident. This is a minor problem if you go into Ultimate Team when you want Franchise Mode, but it's a real issue when it happens in-game and you call a play you didn't mean to. It's rarer when you're on the field, but it does happen. Even if you're just playing solo, it makes changing your lineup or opening packs in Ultimate Team a chore, and choosing your options in Superstar or Franchise mode take much longer than they should. The problems persist when you finally get into the mode you want. One of the most touted additions to Madden NFL 24 is the return of minigames, which have been absent since Madden NFL 13. There are 26 minigames in total, and they're fine. Some of them, like Rushing Attack, which charges you with taking control of a running back and scoring as many touchdowns as possible, are a lot of fun, and it's easy to see why fans wanted it back. Others, like Backfield Survival, which adds obstacles on the field and asks you to run around the field for as long as possible without getting sacked, are goofy fun that help you build stick skills, but a lot of them just feel pointless. Madden NFL 24 makes several much-needed improvements to the on-field experience, thanks to fantastic additions to animations and AI, but it still suffers from the same problems it always has once you get off the field. Everything here is just done better in every other sports sim, even the other ones made by EA, and this year's tweaks just aren't enough to make up for the series' continued feeling of sameness and lack of progress. To continue the metaphor, Madden feels like a decent but not great football team, content to coast. If it were in the right division, I could see it sneaking into the playoffs or overperforming in a good year, but it's the kind of team that typically gets eliminated in the first round. The on-field game might be the best it's ever been, but there are too many off-field issues here to ignore, and with each passing year, it feels more and more like they'll never be fixed. Perpetually, Madden seems like it could be a contender with time and the right changes, but right now it feels like an also-ran, and you don't win the Super Bowl like that. IGN's Madden NFL 24 score? 6. Thanks for listening. My name is Tony Jackson, and for the latest Madden updates, visit us at IGN.com.
Spoken Layer.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.